on demonic oppression. Demonic oppression. See, in spiritual warfare, like any other thing, you shoot, they shoot, right? You shoot, they shoot. That's how it works. You fight a war, they shoot at you, you shoot at them. Same thing in the spirit realm. You shoot at them, they shoot at you. Okay? Understand that. Understand that. You shoot at them, they shoot at you. Right? But they lose. Okay? But they lose. They can shoot, but they've lost already. Okay. By the way, just to let you know that all of the teachings, 100% of the teachings of this series is up. Dave did a great job yesterday. I guess he spent a lot of time working on the reformatting of the programming. It's 100% up on demonic oppression on the website. Go find out more about Grace Point. Hit that tab. The major page will come up. Go to the right. Hit Radio Archives. The first one you'll see is spiritual curses, then ungodly beliefs, healing of soul and spirit hurts, words that can hurt. You'll see demonic right there, oppression. It goes left to right. There should be six up there, and they're complete. All right. Five last week and two this week. They're all up. All right. So if you want to, I were you, I would tell somebody that you feel that are going through some difficult days. Difficult days, and understand them. Tell them where they can receive some ministry to help them and understand what's going on in their life. Okay? All right. Now, yesterday we talked about behavior indicators of demonic oppression. All right? And we want to continue that and then give you some more of the areas. Incapacity for normal living, extreme bondage to sin, deception about normal personality, abnormal emotions, breakdown of marriage and family, tragic happenings and accident proneness, financial insufficiency, inner anguish, restlessness or insomnia, abnormal sex life, trances, violent human, superhuman strength, demonic torment. Okay? All right. Now, let's pick that right up where we left it yesterday. All right? Where we left it yesterday. Let's pick that right up. The next is self-inflicted injury. Demons like their leader are working to kill us. If they can cause a person to harm themselves, they are accomplishing their mission. Scratching one's arms, cutting themselves, mutilation, signs of demonic mental anguish and pain. Suicidal fantasies, suicidal attempts can be caused by demons. And we see that all the time, don't we? Okay? Functional sickness. Functional sickness includes pain or sickness in inopportune times, such in church. Undefined pains that move around the body. You know, I've met people like that. They hurt here, they hurt there, they hurt everywhere. It's just they hurt in their shoulder, and then 20 minutes later it's their knee, and 20 minutes later, it's their neck. It just moves around their body. And multiple sclerosis, cancer, AIDS, arthritis, ringing the ears. Now, demons may not always be the root cause, but they sure have their hand in it. They sure have their hand in it. Okay? Unidentified foul odors. Demons stink. You get around demonic spirits, they reek. They absolute reek. And sometimes when they're oppressed, the persons, they have these foul odors that's not natural. Strong, unpleasant odors with no physical cause. They just reek. If you ever been around a demon, he absolutely reeks. Jesus has the sweetness. He is the rose of Sharon, right? The lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Jesus is the sweetness. Demons are foul. They reek. And sometimes working in and around people that are oppressed, they just reek unnaturally. Unnaturally. You find this. If you go in sometimes into a mental health center, it reeks. I've been inside these centers, and they reek. They just foul. See, and they're just miserable. And no matter what they do, they can't get rid of the reeking odor. They can use all the deodorant, take all the baths, use all the perfume and sprays they wish. And they immediately reek. It goes right through them. Could demons be causing the odor? The answer is yes. 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 Rapid changing personality is the next one. Rapid changing personality with no external reason. Demonic oppression is one possible cause. Now, you may have a chemical imbalance. You may have hormonal imbalances. You may have multiple personalities. See, you understand this. And I don't just... People see devils behind every bush. I don't. Devils behind every tree. No. I heard someone one time say, well, the refrigerator went out. Well, the devil did that. I asked him, how old the refrigerator? They said 20 years. Said it wasn't the devil. The thing wore out. It's a natural item. Well, the devil did it. No, he didn't do that. Devil gets too much praise, beloved. He didn't knock your refrigerator out. I mean, the motor ran out of it. Had it 20 years of good service. Well, my car is having transmission problems. No. How old's the car? Well, it's 15 years now. It has 300,000 miles on it. Hello? That's not the devil. Things just wearing out. Now, let me show you. And if you're taking notes, this is a good time to take some. I'll let you get a piece of paper and a pen or pencil or crayon or chalk or something. Because these are combinations. I'm going to take my time here. And these are groupings of interconnection. One thing leads to another, one thing leads to another, one thing leads to another. And there's a interconnection. And these groupings will show themselves. Will show themselves, these interconnections that group together. See, demons are very competitive, cutthroat and ruthless, and they will work together to destroy you. One type of demon spirit will work together. That's why drugs and alcohol, two different types of demonic activity. Alcohol, drugs, drugs, alcohol, right? Drugs and alcohol. They go together. There's all kinds of groupings here. I hope you have a writing instrument. All right, now, let me put some things together for you. Fear is in the middle. Fear. Fear. Everything that I'm going to tell you eventually goes to fear. Fear leads to control. Fear leads to control. A person is fearing the enemy will control them. Control leads to unbelief. The enemy wants to do what? Get a person into unbelief. Control also leads to the occult. Occult leads to control. Control leads to occult. And control leads to pride. 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 Now, control also leads to shame. Shame. These are groupings that work together. Now, fear also leads to anger and violence. Anger and violence. And what else feeds anger and violence is victim passivity. Fear. You ever hear a person say, when they're in fear, they're always a victim? They're passive. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. No, you're not a victim. Christians sometimes will say, well, I've been a victim. Now, fear also leads to rejection and rebellion. And rebellion leads back to fear. See, all this works together. Sometimes a person will feel abandoned. God doesn't love me. I have no friends. No one in the church cares about me. Why should I go to church? No one there is interested in my life. The pastor's not interested. I have this, I have that. That's the abandonment feeling that feeds fear, that feeds rejection and rebellion, that feeds victim, that feeds anger. See how it works? Person's sitting there and he goes, you know, nobody in that church down there cares about me. All right? So now we have rejection and rebellion. See, I'm not going back there. I've been rejected. No one will talk to me. I can't go out to dinner with anybody. And that leads to the victim mentality. I am a victim now. And that leads to anger. I'll never go to that church again. No one over there cares for me. No matter, you know, I go to things and no one even talks to me. See how it works? See how all these things works? Fear leads to anger. Person's fearful. They're angry at something. Shame leads to fear, control. Control leads to unbelief, occult, and pride. And control leads right back to shame. It's just a cycle. It could be called a cycle of defeat. You get in any one of these cycles, it's going to defeat you if you're not careful. A person that has rejection, victim, and angry will defeat. They'll be defeated. They're anger. They're not going to church. They're not going around anybody. I went to that church and no one talked to me. I had a person say that to me one day. No one talks to me here. I said, can I ask a question, please? Yes. Did you speak to anybody when you came in? When you walked past those people in the aisle or the ushers at the door, do you say hello? Well, I they're supposed to say hello for me first. There you go. I don't have any friends in a church, okay? The Bible said, show yourself friendly. Have you showed yourself friendly to the group in your same age? They're all over the place. Why do I have to go fishing? Well, these guys, they go fishing all the time. They have their boats. They go out to the Gulf of Mexico. They go to the Atlantic. They go to the lake. Some of those guys fish kind of all the time. And you're a fisherman. Say, hey, guys, I like to fish for whatever. They'll immediately talk to you. To have friends, you must show yourself friendly. See how this works. See, anger, violence come out, victim, fear, and control groupings. The occult draws from these groupings. You see, the occult oppresses, and because it oppresses, the person responds and falls into a group. Fear, shame, control, stronghold. It goes on and on. See, sometimes you got to say, okay, wait a minute. This is what's going on. And you have to deal with these problems. Got to deal with them. Got to really deal with them. These groupings, abandonment. There's so many. Abandonment brings isolation, loneliness, not acceptable, not belonging, rejection, self-pity, not wanted victim. Addictions and dependencies, escape, alcohol, caffeine, cocaine, computers, downers, uppers, food, gambling, marijuana, nicotine, non-prescription drugs, pornography, prescription drugs, sports, street drugs, TV, tranquilizers, video games. I mean, there's just hundreds of these. There's hundreds of these. Hundreds of these. I mean, each of these groupings, I can spend programs on every one of the groupings. Believe me. A victim, appeasement, helplessness, hopelessness, mistrust, self-pity, suspicion, trauma, unworthiness, inadequacy, inferiority, insecurity, self-accusation, self-condemnation, self-hate, unbelief, doubt, rationalism, skepticism, sexual confusion. A lot of that going on, right? Deception, homosexuality, lesbianism, pornography, trauma, unprotected, and everything else that we're seeing now. I mean, all these are crossed into groupings, and these groupings will cross to other groupings. Like the sex, drugs, and alcohol. It's like rock and roll, sex, drugs, and alcohol. You see? Failure, that's performance, pressure to succeed, striving, fear, anxiety, bewilderment, burden, dread, harassment, heaviness, horror movies, intimidation, mental torment, oversensitivity, paranoia, phobia, superstition, worry, fear of authorities, fear of being attacked, fear of being a victim, fear of cancer, fear of death, fear of diabetes, fear of demons, fear of failure, fear of infirmities, fear of man, fear of performing, fear of punishment, fear of rejection, fear of sexual inadequacy, fear of sexual perversion, fear of singing, fear of violence. Look at that. And each one of these had each one of these have subcategories. Every one of these in the major grouping with all those subtopics, each one has subtopics. There's hundreds of these working together. And the devil uses every one of them. The enemy uses every one of them. Now, to understand how to win this battle, you have to understand who Christ is and who you are in Christ. And needs to know the authority. More and more, the Lord's putting this on more and more about talking about the authority of the believer. The authority of the believer. The biblical authority that you have as a child of God. So so many Christians wimp down. They melt like butter. I mean, whip on, just wimp down, wimp down, wimpy. And they forget Mark 16:17, these signs shall accompany those who have believed. In my name, they will cast out demons. That's the NAS version. You see? Well, the problem is, I don't believe it. You know, somebody told me yesterday there's going to be a whole conference by a certain individual that is very popular in some Christian circles. And he's putting together a conference in October that simply want to deny everything I'm teaching and everything the Word of God says, because God doesn't do that. God doesn't do that. God doesn't do that. And one person asked another person, well, why don't you pray that God will help you? One Christian to another that don't believe that God can do these things and have victory in their lives. Well, why don't you ask God to show you his power at present? Oh, I'm not going to pray that. I'm not going to pray that. What? That's exactly what the enemy wants. You're not going to pray that God will help you to be victorious. Is that about it? You're not going to pray that you can be victorious in your life. Is that about it? Oh, no, I'm not going to pray that. That's actual happened. Lord have mercy. They're being eaten up by the devil. He's gobbling them up. Just destroying them. So they go to a conference dealing with, basically, let the devil destroy you. They forget Mark 16:17. And they forget Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental and strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. I'm going to read that again. That's the Amplified version. I really love that version of that scripture. This is Luke 10:19. Behold, Jesus talking, I have given you authority and power. People don't know about spiritual authority and power. To trample upon serpents and scorpions. Not talking about bugs out there, insects. He's talking about demons and devils. And physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. That's the Amplified version. That's why I got to teach on spiritual authority. 1 John 4:4. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. 1 John 5:18. But he began, let me read this scripture, 1 John 5:18. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. Keepeth himself. Notice this. And the wicked one touches him not. So when the oppression comes in, the person knows what to do. Notice, keepeth himself. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. That's the problem. That's the problem. Christians don't keep themselves. They don't have a clue. Enemy eats them up. 1 Corinthians 3:9. For we're laborers together with God. Now, God has not changed all these years. Listen to Paul in Colossians 1:29. To this end I labor, struggling with all energy, which so prayerfully works in me. So what happens is you begin to depend upon the Holy Spirit. You begin to depend upon the power of God. There's no reason, none whatsoever, none, that the enemy has control over a child of God. that they're always depressed and always this and always that. There's no reason, there's no excuse for it, except they don't know. So that's why you teach them. That's why you tell them. I believe I said this the other day, last week. If all the Christians in your hometown, wherever hometown is for you, if all the Christians in your church, wherever your church is, if all the Christians driving up and down the highways, whatever highways they're driving, in the next hour, in the next hour, get all the demonic oppression off of them. Get all the depression off of them. You would have revival like crazy. The revival would break out in the grocery stores, in the shops, in the offices, in the plants, at the truck stops. My goodness, God help us. They would break out everywhere. You talk about revival? You step out of your car on Sunday morning, the place would be lit up. They'd have revival in the parking lots. And I've been in services where revival broke out in the parking lot before anybody ever stepped in the church. And there was so much power of God in the church that when they stepped out in the parking lot, the power of God fell in that parking lot and people were blessed everywhere. There's one situation that the power of God was so strong, passersby called the fire department saying there's got to be some kind of gas or something in the church that's really messing these people up. And it's nothing but the power of God. The fire department showed up in the parking lot. Didn't find a thing. Of course not. That's what this will do. That's what this will do. That's what this will do. If we get rid of some of this stuff, Lord have mercy. I could teach here another hour, easy, understanding some of this, unconfessed sin, need for forgiveness, people with unforgiven sin, they need to be, forgive somebody, that's a stronghold for the enemy, occult objects, that's a whole teaching in itself. The truth sets you free is when you know the truth. Know the truth. My goodness, they're running around with all kinds of objects and books and dabbling in magic and fortune telling, astronomy, sexual perversion, witchcraft, crystals. The little games that these kids are getting, demonic. Kachina dolls from the Indians, they're devil incorporated. The Indians will tell you that. I've preached dozens and dozens of meetings out there. Entire conferences with the Navajo Nation, which is the largest Indian tribe in America. Navajo Nation. All kinds of stuff. Little amulets, sun catchers they put in their car. You see these little sun catchers that kind of you hang into your mirror and circle and a little sun catcher. Chimes and charms. What do you think they're called charms for? Lord, help us. We'll continue this tomorrow.